going to be tough to watch over the next few months. But I think there's a lot of positives in our season. A lot of areas where we improved in, and I think overall, our style of play is where we want it to be, and we just have to build on that next year.
Is it going to be different for you going into that second camp as a captain and knowing a little bit more about this group than you did going in this year?
I don't think so. I think you have to sort of wipe it clean and come next year with the same hungry attitude. I think our camp's going to be tough. We have to come in with the same mentality. There's only one way that our team's going to be successful, and that's with hard work and playing with detail. So next year is going to be a lot more of the same mentality, but hopefully we could take another step forward and get into that mix where you can start talking about us as a playoff team.
Any desire at all to go to the World Hockey Championships in Canada, have the college?
I was asked, yeah, and I had to decline. I have a hand injury that our docs have sort of been playing through a little bit here, but our docs have told me it's probably better to rest. So, it's always great when you get asked for national team stuff, but you have to make sure that you're ready for September as well, so I'm going to do that.
Mark, I know it's hard to quantify how much you've learned as you start being a captain, but can you just sort of pick up some big things in terms of what you've learned about kind of taking that role as a leader this year?
There's some different responsibilities, but I think for the most part, as a player, you try and be consistent and what you do game in and game out on the ice, and I think that's the best way to try and be a leader. I mean, there's some off-ice things that change a little, but for the most part, it's you guys look up to, I think, the way you perform on the ice and in the weight room and all that sort of stuff, so you got to be pretty consistent in what you do with that stuff.
If there's highs and lows in the season, that's kind of with that, just
in terms of
being consistent,
absolutely there's highs and lows, and I think the good teams and the good leaders make sure that you never really get too high or too low as a team, and I think we did do a good job of that at different times this year, and again, we're not where we want to be, but I think there's definitely a lot of positives.
Mark, there's so many young guys, and I'm sure they'll be talking to Bob and Hesketh, but over the summer, are they accountable for just training right, or would you make yourself available just to talk to these guys throughout the summer, all of the young ones coming up?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, I'd be available. I mean, we have a great group of young guys who all have bought in this year, and for the most part, guys are good. They have their trainers back home, and they get their workouts in and come to camp in great shape. Depending on where everyone is at different cities in the summer, you we'll be in touch with our coaching staff and our trainers for sure all summer.
I'm going to ask you about TJ Brody. We saw him take a step after Jake Holmes got dealt last year. Looks like he took a couple big steps this year as well.
Yeah, I think Broads is... this was a huge year for him. I thought he was really good last year as well. I thought, a lot of my success this year was helped because of Rhodes playing with him. And he really, his ability to skate and move the puck, go around the league. I don't know. There's not too many guys who can, who you can put into that category. He's one of the top skaters on the back end, and you saw his confidence this year just grow and grow, and I think he's going to be a real, real good player for our team for a long time.
Does he know how good he is yet, do you think?
He's still really young, so, I mean, I think he's starting to realize his confidence has grown a lot. I've been with him for a bunch of years now, and I think his confidence this year was as high as it's ever been, and I think next year is going to be the same for him. He's just got to build on this year. It was a great year for him.
It seemed like Bob did a really good job of keeping the mood positive around here, even maybe when there are times when there wasn't a whole lot to be positive about. Was that important about where you were able to end up?
Yeah, for sure. Like I said, there were tough times. We had a couple bad streaks there in the middle of the year. And, you know, the one thing about us is we know what to expect from our coaching staff every day. We come in, we're going to do, you know, video. We're going to have a tough practice. But, you know, when you know what to expect and what's going to happen that day at the rink, you come in with a clear mind and let the last day go. And I think overall this year we did a good job of not getting too high when we were winning and not getting too low when times were tough.
Mark, you guys were the proper steps established this season and building the foundation for next year and years beyond?
Yeah, I think so. I think we took a good step this year for it. Our identity is where we want it to be, but we have to become obviously better and be a better team to get in playoffs. So there's a lot of areas where we can improve on, and I think though that step we took this year was the right step for sure.
Mark, you guys had a pretty good record, obviously, the last 2.5-3 months of the season. But what did you see, you know, on the ice, in the room, that gives you optimism that you guys can carry that forward now into training camp in the start of next season?
I think a lot of our system is based on the details of the game, and I think you know, you started to see it, especially after the Olympic break. Those details really came in to full effect, and it was helping us win games. Bottom line, our goaltending was great, and you know, you get those combination of things going well for you. You get a little bit of confidence when you do win games, and I thought we ran with it a little bit there. And again, it's nice to win games down the stretch and all that, but we have to find a way to carry it over to next year and again take another big step, because we're really happy with some of the positive things that have gone on, but we're not happy that we're, you know, 26th in the league.
Can you compare the mood on a day like today as opposed to the last few seasons when the team misses the playoffs, but it's more of a veteran group?
Sort of the same. To be honest, it's, I know there's a lot of positives. Like I said, there's a lot of good vibes going around here, but today sucks. It's, you know, you're not going to see your buddies. We'll get together here for the next week, but your routine's done. You're not going to see a lot of your buddies for a while there in the summer. And then the biggest thing for all of us is just, you know, you turn on the TV and you're watching those other teams play for the cup. And takes a little bit, I'm not going to lie. It takes a little bit to get over it, because it's kind of depressing at the start. But, you know, then comes the next part of summer where the excitement starts to grow again, because you know you're coming back to camp and starting a new, fresh year.